This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The search for victims of the Miami area building collapse has changed from a search and rescue mission to a recovery effort. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Ray Jadala had to tell victims' families.
The transition from search and rescue to search and recovery. You know, especially knowing that we have numerous victims that are still trapped in the rubble.
On WPLG, he says the way the condo tower pancaked didn't leave the big voids they were hoping for, and victims they had found showed no signs of surviving the violent collapse. And
we did not get an alert on a canine, a sensor trip for sound, and any visual utilizing our cameras.
Chief Alan Kaminsky says rescuers are sad, but still dedicated to handing over remains to families.
And we'll continue moving forward to try to locate everyone's loved ones.
There was a moment of silence at the site where journalists were allowed to join clergy and first responders in prayer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Haiti's communications secretary says police have arrested the presumed assassins of President Jovenel Moïse. France Exantis did not provide further details about Wednesday's slaying of Moïse and the wounding of his wife, or say how many suspects had been arrested. The killing is sure to bring more chaos to the unstable Caribbean country already beset by gang violence, soaring inflation, and protests by opposition supporters who accused Moïse of increasing authoritarianism. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said the police and military were in control of security. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti has a history of dictatorship and political upheaval. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has turned himself over to authorities to begin serving a 15-month prison term. Just minutes before a midnight deadline, Zuma turned himself into police to start serving the term for contempt of court. The 79-year-old was ordered to prison because he defied a court order to testify before a judicial commission investigating widespread corruption during his time as president. In a last-ditch attempt to stay out of jail, Zuma's lawyers had asked the acting chief justice that his arrest be suspended until Friday, when a regional court was to rule on his application to postpone his arrest. The top court met Wednesday, but apparently rejected his appeal. The World Health Organization on Wednesday urged extreme caution for countries considering lifting COVID-19 restrictions, saying the transmission of the virus would increase regardless of high vaccination rates. Michael Ryan, the chief of the WHO Emergency Response Program, said that people need to pay attention to what's happening in their local areas.
If the virus is present in your community and transmitting, and you're a vulnerable person, and you're not vaccinated, then you are potentially going to be exposed. So the idea that everyone is protected and it's kumbaya and everything goes back to normal, I think right now is a very dangerous assumption anywhere in the world.
Ryan said while it has been good to see a decrease in hospitalizations and deaths, not continuing to take the virus seriously could have what he called disastrous consequences. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for the Tokyo area through August 22nd amid a new wave of COVID-19 infections, a government minister said on Thursday. The move casts a shadow over the Olympic Games, which get underway in the Japanese capital later this month. Japan's economy minister, Yasutoshi Nishimura, who is heading the government's coronavirus response, said the state of emergency will begin July 12th. The Olympic Games run from July 23rd to August 8th. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi dismissed 12 cabinet ministers, including the health minister, on Wednesday, in an effort to reinvigorate his government after fierce criticism of its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Health Minister Harsh Vardhan, who was the face of the government's efforts to fight COVID-19, was asked to step down along with his deputy. National elections are not due until 2024, but several states, including the most populous state of Uttar Pradesh, are due to hold elections next year. An up day on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.